Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartell. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up towards short. Bartell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Newhouser drops the ball. Moses moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Greenberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman is hit by the pitch. Hayes moves to second. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 0 in the game. Lillard strikes out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Chapman scores. Dean moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Dean moves to third. Brancato moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to home to get Dean. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive towards short. Lillard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to third for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Lillard reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Neuhauser takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brancato hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Moses strikes out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Gehringer scores. Greenberg scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout throws to second for one, and Bartel throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Chapman moves to second. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Husser now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Erle Viral pinch hits for Archie McCain. Erle Viral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.